Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to episode 7 in our series of meditations on God's plan for human love. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Remember, the love of God is free and unconditional. It's permanent and indissoluble, and it's ordered to new life. And we were designed to love like God so that we could become like God. And the marriage vow expresses this love of God. Now, the world wants to believe in unconditional love, and the Catholic Church doesn't go around forcing lovers to buy each other diamonds. The Catholic Church isn't the one demanding that lovers carve their initials in trees. Lovers do that on their own, because the longing, the hope, and the need for unconditional love is indelibly stamped on the human soul. God put it there. Everyone wants to say, "I will love you forever." And everyone wants to hear, "I will love you forever." The Church is the one, and really the only one, who says not just that our body's longings are natural, but also that our soul's longings are natural. The reason that husband and wife are called to love one another unconditionally till death is because God loves us unconditionally. And we were made to love like God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Unconditional means no matter what. Christian marriage is indissoluble because it shares in God's love. It shares in the permanence of God's love. It's unbreakable. Of course, even Christ's apostles were shocked, really horrified, when Jesus said that breaking one marriage to begin another was simply not an option. And we want to say this idea of Christian marriage is totally unrealistic. What if the other spouse is unfaithful? What if the other spouse is cruel? What if the other spouse neglects you? What if the other spouse wants to leave you? Well, what do you think is realistic when Jesus tells his disciples to pick up their crosses and follow him? What do you think is reasonable to put up with in a marriage when St. Paul says that the model of marriage is Christ laying down his life for his bride? The bride who was unfaithful, the bride who was cruel, the bride who rejected and ignored him, and who told him, "Come down from the cross. We don't want you to lay down your life for us. Leave us alone." There is nothing that we have to put up with in our marriages that is worse than what Christ endured out of love for his bride, for us. So difficulties in a marriage, they are our chance to become like Jesus. But that's the goal of life and the supreme happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, too, that the good of children demands an unbreakable bond between the spouses. If I say to my children, "I will always love you, I will never abandon you," how can they believe that promise if I break the exact same promise I made to their mother before God, the Church, and the world? Children need to know that they can count on something. Most importantly, they need to know that they can count on you and your promise. If you've broken that promise, and not just broken it in a moment of weakness, but broken it permanently, the foundation of their whole world is ripped out from underneath them. It's time we stopped pretending that's not devastating. It's time we stopped pretending that it's okay. It's time we said what God said through the prophet Malachi. I hate divorce. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now sometimes, for instance, to safeguard the children's physical safety, there must be a physical and perhaps even legal separation between the husband and wife. St. Paul allows a husband and wife to separate, but not to contract a new marriage. And there were many heroes, martyrs to marriage, who have been abandoned by their spouses and are still living out their vows they made till the end of their life. They were faithful to their vows even when their spouse wasn't. Just because someone else breaks a promise doesn't entitle us to do it as well. Also, sometimes it turns out that what we thought was a marriage was actually a misunderstanding from the start. Someone wasn't actually making a full vow. Someone wasn't free to get married in the first place. This is what we call an annulment. When, after investigating the facts surrounding the wedding day, the church concludes that there was never a valid marriage in the first place. One of the spouses wasn't capable of getting married. That is not Catholic divorce. When people justify a divorce, they reference to the situation of the couple now. When the church declares an annulment, she references the situation of the couple then, on the day of the wedding. A real marriage, witnessed by God and by the church, as Jesus himself says, what God has joined, let no man rend asunder. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The greatest measure of courage is perseverance. In other words, when there doesn't seem to be any way of making the situation better, but we refuse to abandon the good to which we've committed, then we persevere, and that takes courage. Perseverance is how Christ saved us on the cross. He simply hung in there when he could have just left at any time. This is the courage so many marriages require. When it feels like it will never get better, things will never improve. But this is our chance for heroism. And for some of us, it's the only chance we'll ever get to be brave. To live and love as Christ did through the marriage, the sacrament that will unite us to him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So just a reminder, everyone, that Teresa and I and Dr. Hinkle will be on the East Coast this coming weekend, Friday night in Baltimore, Sunday morning in New York City. So you can find out where we're going to be and come and join us by going to our app and events or our website, schooloffaith.com. So Teresa, what were your reflections on that one?
Oh, it's always complicated.
Why is it complicated?
Obviously, in a marriage, it's very simple. It sounds like oversimplification, but like we said, it either is valid or it isn't, and if it's valid, then you have to commit to it fully. But I was thinking more on the tracks of something that's more of a focal point in my generation is when do you leave friendships and relationships, what we consider to be, oh, this is toxic, you need to get out of it.
Ah.
And I think I have complicated opinions on that. It's hard to know where the line is.
So you're reflecting on not marriage, but just friendships.
Yeah, which and is obvious. I'm not married, so that's the only thing I really can apply to my personal life as it is right now.
It's an important topic.
Yeah.
Which then goes back to, like marriage, it's based on the level of commitment.
Yeah.
So we have different levels of commitment. First commitment, obviously, to our own family.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that God has placed us with for weal or for woe, for what's easy or hard, so that we will grow.
Mm-hmm.
We stay committed to them so that we will grow. Past that, we have to make a real discernment.
Yeah.
Because if that relationship is helping me grow closer to God, that's mm-hmm. good. But if it's an occasion of sin or leading me away from God, then I shouldn't spend time with him.
It's interesting. It doesn't fully encompass the thing that I need to hear or that I'm trying to understand.
What are you wrestling with?
Friends where you are exclusively helping them and it hurts you to some degree, but not in any sinful way. It's just like emotionally taxing, but you know that you can actually do good for them by being there for them. That's a situation in which most people of my generation will be like, that's toxic, get out of it. But my opinions have become more and more so that if the only cost to me and the only like threat to me and consequence is that like you've got to stay up late talking with a friend and you lose some sleep, or it can just be hard and emotionally taxing, but the consequence to them if you leave, or the consequence the cost to them is great, could be as great as their soul, and not having friendship, to not be known, to not be loved, to not be cared for, then I would rather lose sleep or potentially continue a friendship with someone who's maybe even to some degree emotionally hurting you, then I still want to help that person.
Well, what you're really talking about is something we forget about as Christian. It's called the spiritual works of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
We have the corporal works of mercy, taking care of a person's body, bodily needs. But we have the spiritual works of mercy, which are taking care of their personal, spiritual, emotional needs, which are very important.
But it's just, because I understand that. Yeah. Obviously, that's something we should do with our friends. But when it crosses over to someone that, obviously, with your close friends, yes, you should be there for them in that capacity. And if you're shying away from that, then you kind of need to check yourself and how much you love and care for your friends if you feel like it's a burden when people come to you. But because that's not necessarily what I'm talking about to some degree. It's that more comparatively,
to understand what I'm getting at. I've seen people with, especially like family members that are in a really bad cycle and just they get really, 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 really bad. But like, how, at what point do they need to cut that off and be like, you're constantly, maybe even to some degree, abusive?
Yeah, you're talking like, are you talking in marriage? Or are you talking with a parent with child?
More like siblings.
Siblings, ah, yeah. Well, the, again, God has placed us in relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to the conversation that we had with the last episode, that love is twofold. It's unconditional and it's demanding.
Ah.
And the demanding part, you don't have to change for me to love you.
Mm-hmm.
I just love you.
Yeah.
Because you're valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a demanding love where I don't want you to hurt yourself. I want what is best for you. So love is to do good for the other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes to do good is to say no.
Yeah. This is good that we're reiterating this. I think this is what I was trying to get at last episode and what I'm trying to comprehend. Because I think I've talked with many people in similar situations and they don't immediately want to follow our generational tendency to say, oh, it's toxic, cut it off. But there is a line that you need to draw for their sake. At some point, you're
good.
Not even helping the other person by, what's the word, supporting or...
Enabling.
That's
we have to really be careful not to enable people into destructive behaviors.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that clears it up.
And the other thing we have to be careful of, going beyond our relatives, our siblings, our children, especially with young people... And not to universalize this, but I see it to be a trap a lot of young women fall into, mm-hmm. is that they want to help somebody. They mm-hmm. want to fix somebody.
Yeah.
And then they get emotionally, physically mm-hmm. attached to someone that they want to fix.
Yeah.
And that's a really bad place to go into marriage.
Oh, I see that all the time. That's terrible. I fully agree.
So it's... Love is unconditional, but it's demanding.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't fix people.
Yep.
And sometimes to do what is best for them, to do the loving thing,
mm-hmm.
is to say no. And even instances where we have to separate ourselves from them for their good.
Yeah.
But always leaving a way open.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Well said.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.